ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम दि भागवत पुराण, कैंटो 2, द कॉस्मिक मैनिफेस्टेशन, चैप्टर 1, द फर्स्ट स्टेप इन गॉड रियलाइजेशन, टेक्स्ट नंबर 14। तवापि एतार्हि कौरव्य सप्ताहं जीवितावधि उपकल्पय तत् सर्वं तावद् यत् सम्परायिकम्। तवाप्येतार्हि कौरव्य, तवाप्येतार्हि कौरव्य सप्ताहं जीवतावधि उपकल्पाय तत्सर्वं तावद् यत् सम्परायिकम्। तवाप्येतार्हि कौरव्य सप्ताहं जीवतावधि उपकल्पाय तत्सर्वं तावद् यत् सम्परायिकम्। Please chant. Ladies, anyone else. Tava, your. Upi, also. Etarhi, therefore. Kaurabhya, of one born in the family of Kuru. Saptaham, 7 days. Jivata, duration of life. Avadhi, up to the limit of. Upakalpaya, get them performed. Tat, those. Sarvam, all. Tavat, so long. Yat, which are. Samparayakam, rituals for the next life. Maharaj Parikshit, now your duration of life is limited to 7 more days. So during this time, you can perform all those rituals which are needed for the best purpose of your next life. Purport by the founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Shukadeva Goswami, after citing the example of Maharaj Katvanga, who prepared himself for the next life within a very short time, encouraged Maharaj Parikshit by saying that since he still had 7 days at his disposal, he could easily take advantage of the time to prepare himself for the next life. Indirectly, the Goswami told Maharaj Parikshit that he should take shelter of the sound representation of the Lord for the 7 days still remaining in the duration of his life, and thus get himself liberated. In other words, everyone can best prepare himself for the next life simply by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam as it was recited by Shukadeva Goswami to Maharaj Parikshit. The rituals are not formal, but there are also some favorable conditions which are required to be carried out as instructed hereafter. Trinadapi sunichena tarat eva sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari harinama 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 eva kibalam kalo nasyeva 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 gatiranyata. In today's verse, we see this word Kaurabhya, of one born in the family of Kuru. And we remember from the first canto how Parikshit was almost destroyed because of the envy of Ashwatthama. But one of Parikshit's names, Vishnuratha, protected by Vishnu. We read in chapter 8 of the first canto how Uttara, Parikshit's mother, prayed to Krishna that, please, the fiery arrow is coming. Let it kill me, but please protect this child in my womb. And that's exactly what happened. Paramatma, Lord Vishnu, neutralized the invincible Brahmastra weapon, absorbed it, foiled it. And so Parikshit was saved. And therefore his other name, Parikshit, the examiner. The child saw that he was being saved in the womb. He could see. And so from coming out of his mother's womb, his whole life he was simply looking, examining. Is that the person who saved me? Was that the person? Always looking. Now, in this Antyalila of the life of Parikshit, that very person is once again protecting him. Because Krishna has sent the spiritual master, Shukadeva Goswami. Our teachings that we learn from Srila Prabhupada is that when someone is actually sincere, Krishna comes, but not directly, but in the form of the spiritual master. And we learn from the teachings of the Chaitanya Charitamrita very early in the first chapter. Krishna Das Kaviraj points out that because we cannot visualize the super soul, we don't have that power to actually visualize Krishna in the heart. Krishna in the heart externally manifests as the spiritual master. And for this movement, ISKCON movement, we understand clearly that external manifestation of Krishna in the heart is in our founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And we sing every morning, may the words emanating from the lotus mouth of my spiritual master, may they become one in my heart. And Prabhupada has taught us by his personal example that when one gets a direct instruction from the spiritual master, that is to be taken as one's heart and soul. For Prabhupada, it was quite an instruction. Preach in the English language. And Prabhupada expanded that by coming to the Western world in 1965. Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day. Yes. The day Prabhupada arrived in Boston and wrote that beautiful poem, Preaching Krishna Consciousness in the West. That was, in my opinion, the greatest day in American history. Because without Prabhupada executing the order of the spiritual master, taking it as his life's mission, we would not be here today. And I know for certain, if I had not come in contact with Prabhupada, his devotees, his movement, by now I would be dead in some gutter in Las Vegas. For sure. That's where I was headed. Lounge singer. Drug addict, sex monger, madman. But, as Prahlad Maharaj prays about his spiritual master, that my first service is to my spiritual master. And Prabhupada has made it very clear. What does he want us to do? First of all, he wants us to chant this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, 16 rounds on beads every day. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. First order of the spiritual master, to complete the assignment, minimum 16 rounds. Then, what does Prabhupada want us to do? Push on this movement. Maintain and expand his movement, his temples. Make more and more devotees. Share the wealth. We don't hoard it. We have learned from Lord Chaitanya and the Panchatattva. They had the greatest treasure of them all, love of God. But they didn't keep it privately to themselves. They plundered the storehouse of love of God and distributed it freely, even to those who didn't want it. No, they gave it indiscriminately, not caring who was qualified and not qualified. We learned this from the Adi Leela, chapter 7. Bhrigupati Das and I were discussing last time I was here how that Adi Leela chapter 7, when we joined, was a separate book. Lord Chaitanya in 5 features with a nice pinkish cover. And fortunately, when I was beginning my Sankirtan phase of my life, going out on the subways of New York, between every end of the subway ride, I would take out that book and I would read a little bit from that chapter. And I became very inspired about the movement, about preaching, just from reading that one chapter. That one chapter has everything. It has the description of Lord Chaitanya's Harinam Diksha, how his spiritual master called him a fool. But Lord Chaitanya did not protest. And his spiritual master told him, don't waste your time reading Vedanta philosophy. Just chant Hare Krishna. And Lord Chaitanya, even though he's God, took the words of his spiritual master very seriously, as Prabhupada took the words of his spiritual master seriously. And we should follow in their footsteps. And Lord Chaitanya became ecstatic by chanting the Maha Mantra and went back to his spiritual master. What am I doing wrong? Because you told me to chant. Okay, I'm doing that. But my hairs are standing on end. My throat is getting choked up. And tears are coming from my eyes. Sometimes I'm shivering. What's happening? And Ishwarapuri told him, yes, I am a nonsense. Yes, he explained like that. But because you have followed my instructions, Krishna has blessed you and you have achieved the perfection of chanting. Yes, there is a perfectional stage of chanting that one is experiencing, one, two, up to eight kinds of ecstatic bodily transformations simply by chanting this Maha Mantra. But we see very, very instructive how after this, when his spiritual master said, you have achieved perfection, he gave him more instructions. You would think, oh, I'm perfect now. Let me take a vacation. I'll go to Maui. No. He gave him three more instructions. Continue to chant the Maha Mantra in the association of devotees and preach the value of this holy name of Krishna. Prabhupada also taught us, preaching is the essence. We have so many different ways of preaching. Prabhupada is not narrow-minded. His view of Sankirtan was very broad. Sankirtan simply means the glorification of the name, fame, form, pastimes, entourage, qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. So we can preach, of course, in this temple. There's no confusion. You can preach by distributing Prabhupada's books. Powerful, Brihat Mridanga. You can preach by going on Harinam Sankirtan. Yes, you can preach when you do nice japa every day. When we have nice Govinda's restaurants, the day will come, I pray, that right now, everywhere you go, every few blocks, there is Starbucks. But perhaps one day, everywhere you go, Govinda's restaurants put Starbucks out of business. Prabhupada taught us how to become fearless. Here, Parikshit Maharaj, that is going to be the first order of business. As it says here, Saptaham Jivita. Parikshit Maharaj now has been given the notice. You have 7 days. Just for instance, where I live, every time this year, the property office sends me a notice. Oh, sir, your rent is going up. Please sign for 1 year. So you get a notice. And with that notice, then you're given time to activate. We are not as fortunate at Parikshit Maharaj. he at least had a guarantee, 7 days. But for us, I don't even know if I have 7 seconds. Bhishma Dev, on his deathbed, one of the things he said, nobody knows the plan of Lord Sri Krishna. Even the great thinkers, the munis, they try, but nobody can figure it out. Nobody knows. That is called the mystery of life. But if you have some transcendental vision, actually, Krishna is giving us notice throughout our life. Because what's happening? You're getting older. That creeping old age is a text message from Krishna. Hello, I'm coming for you. The time of death is coming. Or for some of us, it appears in the form of a serious health condition. I remember 2001, I was here. And my good Dr. Namahat friend, Satya Narayan Vasishta, I was at one program. And I had just bought one of those blood pressure cuffs. I just was playing around at the end of the program. And he asked me, what are your numbers? And I told him, he said, you should not drive home. Your numbers are so high that actually you should be in the hospital. It was a shock. Because they say there are no symptoms for hypertension. You think, I thought I was great. I thought I was Nirantara, the king of the world. And he's telling me, you should be in the hospital. That's how high your numbers are. So that was a big shock. I'm not invincible. I am this close. My father had 2-3 heart attacks. So the karma is there. So the wake-up call is coming. Old age and sickness, these are reminders. And those of us who are in Krishna consciousness, who study these books, we are taught, keep this concept of death prominent. Because the final exam is coming. The students in the colleges and high schools, they have to take so many tests. And then there's the final exam. Or my grandson, he's now in his last year of law school. So he'll graduate, but then comes the bar. And some people take it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's expensive. The exam itself is expensive. That day is coming for him. And it's coming for us also, the final exam, the moment of death. But this Srimad Bhagavatam has given us success stories. Persons who have passed this final exam, as we will see here in the pages of Bhagavatam, how Parikshit will pass the final exam. Towards the end, Shukadeva Goswami will give Parikshit one of the final instructions after hearing second canto, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, all the cantos. Shukadeva has been speaking. Towards the end, when Shukadeva is finishing up, very powerful verse. Kaler dosha nide rajan asti hieko mahan guna kirtanad eva krishnasya mukta sangha parang vrajet. My dear king, this age of Kali, is an ocean of bad things, ocean of faults. And we see this. It's not something, it's so obvious. Just read the headlines or turn on the news. Within 5 minutes, it's clear. Whoa, ocean of bad things. And it's like a runaway train. It just keeps coming faster and faster and faster day by day. The evil, pernicious effects of this age of Kali are becoming more and more apparent. It is amazing to me how we still have this movement, that the demons have not yet shut us down. It is amazing how we are still in existence, how we have this temple, Swabhas Prabhu. Someday you'll write a book, how you had to go through so many tribulations, wars, to keep this temple going. Am I right? You told me when I first came, you told me you had to fight this battle and this battle. And am I right? You remember? It was right out here when we used to have the planter thing there. I was like, what? Yes. This is the material world. No place for a gentleman. But somehow or other, so the age of Kali is an ocean, wave after it, it doesn't stop. There's no cessation. The waves keep coming, so Kali Yuga is progressing, getting more and more horrific. Kalair Doshanide Rajan Asti Hi Eka. Eko, Mahan Good. But, my dear Parikshit, there's one good thing. Ah. One good thing. Kirtanad Eva Krishnasya. And I always like to point out, I like to rub it in. Notice the word Krishnasya. He could have used so many words, but he used the word Krishnasya, the kirtan of Krishna, and not anybody else's kirtan. The kirtan of Krishna. That is the one good. This movement was started on kirtan. Prabhupada sat underneath the tree in New York City, Tompkins Square Park, and simply by sitting under a tree and chanting Maha Mantra, we now have hundreds of temples all over the world. Simply by Prabhupada sitting, and he attracted some conditioned souls. And they were willing to go on this Hare Krishna experiment. Prabhupada spoon-fed them Krishna consciousness, teaching them. And it's amazing. The early lectures. Prabhupada is not speaking some watered-down, hidden, new-age philosophy, couching. No. Straight. Krishna is God. Straight Bhagavad Gita. And for those who were a little serious, he was even preaching Chaitanya Charitamrita. April 67. That's how we get that introduction to Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's all theirs. Prabhupada was preaching straight philosophy, no watered down, no gimmick. What was the gimmick? Prasad. And getting Prabhupada's prasad. What to speak of prasad? Prabhupada's prasad. That I cannot say I've had, but I can imagine. Just like there's a difference between some Indian singer and Prabhupada's kirtan. Big difference in the sound vibration. Big difference. That sound vibration is very powerful. Milk touched by the lips of a serpent has poisonous effects. We should be very careful what kind of kirtan we listen to. We should be very careful. Safe, safe, safe platform? Play Prabhupada. In the 70s, anywhere in the temple, all you heard all day long, Prabhupada's kirtan and bhajan. In the kitchen, Prabhupada's bhajan, kirtan. Like that. It was transcendental atmosphere because we understood the sound vibration is very, very powerful. And Prabhupada mentions it in the purport. Parikshit Maharaj, he is the emblem, the perfection of success in this first item of devotional service, sravana. Because simply by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, he became liberated. Not just liberated. Liberated. Liberation is not actually our goal. For the impersonalist, other transcendentalists, they're satisfied with their liberation. But our Lord Chaitanya is teaching us something beyond liberation. That itself is a whole nother lecture. Beyond liberation. What is beyond liberation? Because my Christian friends, they want me to be saved. Okay, I'm saved. Now what? What do I do now? I'm saved. What do I do? Lord Chaitanya has something greater than salvation, greater than liberation, love of God. We have some idea of love. We have friends. We have children. We have partners. We have some experience of love. But there is this greater love, love of God, love of Krishna. And we are born with that in our heart. That is another fundamental principle of Lord Chaitanya's philosophy. Love of God is not something foreign. It's already there within you. Jeev jago. But you are asleep. You are neglecting. You have forgotten. You forget where you put your keys. And you're scrambling. Did I leave them there? Did I leave them there? And then when Krishna is merciful, he tells you, idiot, they're right there in your pocket. Without Krishna's help, we'd be lost. So the conditioned soul is sleeping on the lap of the witch called Maya. And what is one of the things Maya does? You forget that you're going to have to die one day. Sense gratification and the pursuit of the materialistic dream ensnares the living entity and forgets, oh, your final exam is coming. So we learn from Bhagavad Gita how, if we can remember Krishna at the time of death, yes. That is why we are preparing. This is called sadhana, practice. I've given the example hundreds of times. These big, big billionaire athletes. See, even the thought, this concept, billionaire athlete. The Sudra makes billions and the Brahmanas make pennies. Welcome to Kali Yuga. So these big billionaire athletes, they get up early in the morning just like we do. Yes. And they're in the gym 5 a.m. bouncing a ball for a few hours. And they also do their japa. What's their japa? Boom, 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 boom. Over and over and hundreds of times. We are more intelligent. Because that bouncing ball, At the time of death, when Yamaraj comes, they're going to say, hey, watch my three-point shot. No. Yamaraj will not be impressed. But this is our, it's in athletics, it's called repetitions or reps. You have to get your reps in. Then you're ready for the Super Bowl. You have to do your repetitions. We are doing that over and over again. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Preparing for that exam. And you can test yourself. How am I doing? What's my progress? What comes out of your mouth when you're driving and somebody cuts you off? What comes out? Then you can tell. Oh, if the name Krishna doesn't come out, I'm not doing my reps. Yes. Immediately then, Hare Krishna should come out. So we are just like Parikshit. Shukadeva Goswami is telling him, now you have 7 days. Let's settle all accounts with the Corleone family. Let's get everything settled. So we are already there. Prabhupada has given us this morning program. So important. Rise early, before sunrise. Healthy life. Come to the temple. Mangal arti, auspicious. You begin your day by looking at the beautiful murti of Radha Krishna. The most famous, most beautiful deities. Yes, internet, you heard me. Sri Sri Rukmini Dwarakadish. That's my opinion. And we have also nice, big, beautiful, happy Jagannath Balaram Subhadra. Look how happy they are. Big, bright, glorious. And the light seems to be flickering, so it looks like there's a little shimmer on Balaram. You notice that? The light seems to be flickering a little bit. I was up looking. And then, of course, we have Gaur Nitai, Nitai Gaur. And we have the first Prabhupada Murti. The very first one that was made by Lochan. We are so fortunate. Prabhupada has given us the best program. Rise early in the morning, take bath. Recently, I read something. How so many of these big, big movie stars, they don't take bath. They go a week without taking a bath. I say, what? And then some of them don't brush their teeth. I was shocked. They don't brush their teeth. Prabhupada taught us how to be hygienic. Rise early in the morning, take bath, brush teeth. So it's right there in the Archana Paddhati. You brush your teeth. Clean. I should know. My wife kept telling me for years, go to the dentist. Ah, stupid woman, what do you know? And she used to joke, if you don't go to the dentist someday, you're going to talk, 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 talk. And she got her revenge. Because that day came in 2008. I finally went to the dentist while I had an abscess coming out like this. And I was told, you better take care, you could die. As soon as I heard the word die, uh-oh. Then I went to one dentist. After 2 minutes, the dentist said, well, we can't do anything with you. He's hopeless. So, okay, we got a second opinion. We went to 3 dentists. Each one took one look. Your teeth, they got to come out. What? My wife was laughing. I told you. And yes, I used to give class in here, like with no teeth. But Krishna empowered me. Because I remember after one Bhagavad Gita class, somebody was sitting back where Dutta Karma is. After the class, he came up. He goes, you have no teeth? I go, yeah. He said, I understood every word. That's Krishna. Yes. So, brush your teeth. And don't be afraid to go to the dentist. The teeth you save may be your own. Prabhupada gave us the worship of Tulsi. I remember when I first joined, I was thinking, this is cool, man. They worship a tree. Far out. Tulsi. And we are taught in Nectar of Devotion, late Chaitanya Charitamrita, that by nicely doing the Tulsi Kirtan and watering, you can begin to feel some ecstasy. Because it's one of the five most potent forms of the 64 items of devotional service. This Bhagavatam class is also one of the five most potent forms of devotional service. Our japa and worshiping the deity. This is what the whole morning program is. All the five most important items of devotional service are here in this morning program. We simply have to plug in, that's all. Just join. Just enter. And because, like we saw today, how nice the kirtan was, gradually building, towards the end, devotees jumping up and down. They're not artists practicing. It comes out of ecstasy, out of devotion. Because the chanting is sincere and the holy name is allowed to manifest when the chanters are chanting from the heart sincerely. So we have everything here in this Krishna consciousness movement. But there's one problem. Maya. Maya is always trying to drag us away. Divert our attention. Ensnare us. What are you doing with these people? Come on. Let's go. You can be king of the world. Get behind me, Maya, and don't push. We stay in the association of devotees. We stay with Srila Prabhupada. And we chant the Maha Mantra. Everybody. Swavasji, would you like to open today's discussion? Your microphone's coming.
Thank you for a nice class. The way you were speaking there at the end, it reminded me of what Prabhupada said about the material world, that it's simply a jugglery of names only.
Ah.
Because, like Prabhupada used, he compared it to like the babbling of waves in the ocean, in the water. So everything around us is simply a waste of particularly energy. And that everyone's working so hard to accumulate so much, and they're trying to be happy in a place where there's no happiness. Dukhalayam Ashashvatam. It is meant for a place of misery, but everyone is working so hard by all these jugglery of words, how to become happy. And we see that so many people become absorbed in this jugglery of words and become distracted, and they don't realize everything they're doing is simply vikarma. You're just accruing karma from their activity and suffering more and more and more. So you reminded me of that particular purport I read from Srila Prabhupada.
Yeah. Anything else? More comments? Yes, Maharaj would like to opine. No, you're next. Technical difficulties. All right.
Thanks for a very nice class.
Jai.
There was one point that you had made at the early part of your class, and it has to do with what the verse is about, that King Pariksit got his seven-day notice, and Kadvanga, he got his one-moment notice. So I want to mention that a good deal of the time we get no notice whatsoever, no indication whatsoever. You get into your car, you drive on Venice Boulevard, like Ratnabhushana did, and smash, and therefore his leg was injured and it is still healing. Or like the persons who were flying from, I think, from Tehran to Canada last night, 250 people died, the plane just went down. No notice whatsoever. You go to sleep at night and you feel wonderful, you're ready for the next day's work, and at night you get a heart attack and that's the end. So there's no notice. So that's why Krishna says, always think of me, become my devotee, worship me, offer your homage unto me, thus you will come to me without a doubt. Always means never stop if possible. That's almost beyond belief. And yet Krishna says, always. Always means we should be getting into the habit so that you get into your car, you're chanting. You get out of your car, anytime there's a space, a blank space, that should be filled with Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And if there's no blank space, there's something else which we're doing, we can deal with that. But again, as soon as there's an opportunity, we continue to always think of him, whether it's the form or it's the name is, of course, easier than the form. And that way, that habit will infest itself or impose itself on our mind so that even before there's an accident, we're already chanting, and that prevents.
Very good. Anything else? Okay. May Lord Krishna bless you. May you conquer over the illusory energy. Hare Krishna.
Haribol.
Yes, Prabhu. Yeah.